Sunday you talked about how you guys will watch the film Monday afternoon. Did you see some of the corrections you were looking to make from the film today?
Yes. The guys, we worked very hard yesterday on the practice from yesterday and then the film from the game on Saturday, and I saw a lot of improvement today. Very competitive practice today, tough practice. You know, this is kind of the toughest part of camp because it's about halfway through, and, you know, guys really did a good job today of digging down and finding their competitive level.
Do you like how your goal line red zone looked today compared to what it looked in the game?
Do I like it? You know, I don't think any of us are ever satisfied. We always wanted both sides to be better. Really, I know it gets boring. I say this a lot, but it's a progress league. You know, we have to get better every day in every facet.
In terms of Chris Neal, what does he kind of look?
Is
he giving you guys the
nose tackle? Who?
Chris Neal.
Oh, Chris Neal. Yeah, he's a tough kid. 3-4 nose guard coming in here, gives good effort. Good kid.
What have you thought of what Tavita Fina's role since he got here?
He's a tough guy. Good teammate. Really works hard. Defensive end. Versatile, could probably play a little bit of nose too. Battling for a spot, tough kid. Yeah, no, we have to continue to develop that second team and third team offensive line. You know, versatility is key. Tackles that can play guard, guards that can play center, vice versa. Tackles that can play some tight end. You saw that a little bit today. So yeah, we're that's one of our philosophies is those guys being as diverse as they can in their skill set, and we're continuing to try to develop that. Chandler Worthy, he did some decent things. You know, it's tough when you're a rookie and you go out there for the first time to return punts, and you get, you know, pro football players running at you. It's a little bit different than in college, but I thought he got used to the speed of the game, and he showed flashes of doing some good things, and he's got to do it again this week.
For those fans watching these preseason games, and they're trying to see what you're seeing, which it's hard for them to do, but what things do you value when you're, like, evaluating running backs? Like, what are the things that you're looking for?
Ball security, assignments, correct alignments, no penalties, good vision in the running game. Assignment perfect in the passing game as far as protections. There's a very important part of our offense is the running backs being able to protect. So, you know, we're looking for a lot of different things. Some of them have roles on special teams, so we're looking how they perform on the different units that they're on special teams. So there's just a million things, and I just gave you a few of them.
With Jeff Adams, how valuable has he become being able to do those things you're talking about?
Yeah.
Kind of being a smart guy as an Ivy Leaguer like yourself.
Yeah, Brown and Columbia. Ivy Leaguer, I guess. Yeah, no. So, he's done well. He's coming here. Like you said, he's a smart guy. He's a great teammate. You know, he stayed here all off season and worked hard. He really worked on the things we asked him to work on, and he comes out here and he gives great effort every day. He's out here every day, which if you're out here every day and you're getting all those reps, you're bound to get better with your work ethic, and that's what he has. And so he can play guard. He can play tackle. He did that last year for us, so he's been a good guy to have around here. No, nothing Charles James does surprises me. Very competitive guy, loves the game, has a great passion for the game. You know, just had another nice play out there today, interception. So, yeah, he's battling for a spot. It's not easy. That corner position is very competitive. But, you know, he's gone out here every day and competed well.
How's Andre Howe coming along at the safety position?
Good. He does a good job. He's smart, competitive, type of guy we're looking for as far as a teammate. You know, really understands his role, can play corner. Can play safety, special teams guy. I think he's turned into one of the leaders of our team, you know, one of those young leaders. He's doing a good job.
This is the time of year where a lot of Texan fans are making their arrangements to follow the team on the road. Do you have any that you'd like to talk to traveling Texans?
You know, one of the things that we noticed right away as a coaching staff was the fan base here is, in my opinion, the best in the league. You know, we have a great fan base. The home games are loud. They show up early. Great tailgates, all those things. But then when we go on the road, you know, I remember when we went to Cleveland, you know, they're all there. And when you win on the road and all your fans come up to the front row behind your bench and the home fans leave, that's just a great feeling for our players. So, you know, I think we really appreciate our fans, and we know how important they are to us. to our organization, and we love them when they travel with us on the road. That's probably one of his best strengths is his playing strength, you know, his ability to take his weight room strength out to the field. He's able to do those things, and he's improved on other things. Like, I think he's a better pass rusher now than he was. He sets the edge better in our defense. You know, this was kind of a little bit new to him relative to what he had done in college, and I think he's really worked hard, like you said, in the weight room. He's a very strong player. Daryl, I thought, did some decent things in the game. Similar to the way I talked about Charles James, you know, that's a very competitive position, you know, and Daryl tackled well. Thought he did some good things in coverage, and he's a very competitive guy, has a great passion for the game, loves to play, good guy to have around here.
Well, you said yesterday, offensive line, you can see less thinking. Your secondary maybe applying the thinking deal to that. Just get some new parts in there, but they look like they really communicate well and operate well together.
Yeah, we have smart players in the secondary. They really do. They get along well. They communicate well. There's no doubt that those guys are ahead of where they were at this time last year. They know the system. They know the different language that each other's using to get lined up and to make the adjustment. So I think you see improvement definitely with the communication back there.
Thank you.